All right, everyone. It's Grimm's Red TV with Married with Children. We're back.
Oh, yeah.
I had a little instance with BitChute. The guy was kind of upset because we're doing commentary. But this is Red TV, and we do Red Pill commentary. So just
copyright.
Yeah, just letting you know. And there's plenty of places to watch this, like Pluto TV. So you can watch it right there.
Hilarious. Yeah, all the seasons.
Well, Pluto TV has it, and they're free.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So just watch it there if you want to watch it without our commentary. But if you want to watch it with our Red Pill commentary, which will get more prominent as the episodes go, because things change and there's some definite Red Pill moments in this.
Season gets way more.
Yeah. Well, we plan to keep doing these. There are more episodes in later seasons. We will say that. There are considerably more episodes in later seasons. Mm-hmm. I haven't even finished season 7.
Okay, everybody, gather around. I want you to watch me pay these bills.
Aren't you going to dress in rags like you did last month?
That was to prove a point, Peg. A point that obviously wasn't taken too seriously. Now, the Bundy household is going to cut down on unnecessary expenditures. What can we do to help? For starters, we can cut down on our electricity. Bud, are we in the living room?
No, Dad.
Turn out the light.
Sure, Dad. Dad?
What?
I'm in the living room now.
You're also on thin ice. Turn out the light. Like it or not, this family will learn to save. Where the hell are the rest of the bills?
On the coffee table, under your new $75 glow-in-the-dark tackle box.
Okay. Everybody, gather around. Would somebody please turn a light on in here? I can't see anything.
Hey, I wouldn't pay $75 for that.
Kelly, are we in the kitchen?
No, Dad.
And what do we do? We'll learn. We'll all learn. Look at this. Everybody in the world gets a tax refund, not me.
Yeah.
I work in hell. I earn nothing. Bud, where else aren't we?
In a good neighborhood?
Run upstairs and turn out those lights. And Kelly?
Let me guess. You want me to go outside and beg for cheese?
I want you to cut down on your entertainment expenditures. You know, records, movies, bleach.
Fine. But I'm warning you. I'll steal bleach before I give him my blondness. You want to get that, Al?
Who spent $39.95 at a place called Ten Little Toenails?
I'll get it.
Hi. We've been nut picking and we brought you a bag. Got a nutcracker?
You're looking at her.
Yep.
I've got one somewhere.
Would you close the door? You're letting out the heat.
Is that what you make?
You're gaining a little weight there, aren't you, Marce?
I found the nutcracker.
Do you think I'm gaining weight?
Al, would you get the door for once in your life?
Who the hell spent $60 on granular facial scrub?
I'll get it.
Hi.
Oh.
Hi, Al.
What do you want?
I miss Marcy.
Oh, look at that, Al. It's only been a few minutes and he misses her.
Why don't you just kill me? Close the door, the heat's getting out.
Well, if you want to cut down on your heating bills, do what we did. Install extra insulation.
Not only is it a monthly savings, but we got a nifty little rebate from the government for energy conservation.
Believe me, it had a lot to do with that big tax refund we just got.
The only thing is, we don't know what to do with the money.
Why don't you have a couple of kids that'll suck it up like a Hoover? That's a vacuum. vacuum cleaner, Peg, in case you want to do something different with your afternoons.
Did we come at a bad time?
Don't mind Al. It's just his time of the month. Bill time. So, what are you going to spend your refund on?
Well, we were thinking about taking a romantic trip to Paris.
Oh, I've always wanted to go to Paris.
Oh, yeah, Paris. Where they hate Americans. Where they won't let our bombers fly overhead. Oh, yeah, until they get invaded. Then they come crawling back to us, beret in hand, for us to bail them out with my tax dollars. That's where you want to go.
No, we just said that, you know, to kid you. We hate the French.
You know what I could do if I had a few extra bucks?
Bomb the French?
No, I was talking about a little extra money. Now, anyhow, I'd like to add on to our house, you know. Just have a little room for me, somewhere I could go, relax, sit back, read the paper.
Another bathroom, huh?
Well, actually, we considered adding on to our house when we bought it, but we need you to sign a variance to give us permission to build that close to the property line, and it seemed like an imposition.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. We're friends, aren't we, Al?
Who, you and me? No.
Would you really consider it? I mean, there'd be some extra noise and dust for a while.
Why not? It's something we can hold over your heads.
Come on, Steve. Let's go look through our dream house file.
Hey, I bet this episode did so good it
that was nice
pushed forward the narrative on how they act toward each other.
What is this, $16 for chop sirloin? You never make me chop sirloin. Who the hell got the chop sirloin? Chop sirloin and I get tuna. Why doesn't he get the tuna?
Because tuna makes his breath smell. And yours is hereditary.
Dad! I just wanted you to know that I've listened to you and I haven't spent any money today.
Good boy.
Yeah, I sure hope Kelly hasn't. Oh my God!
What's in the bag?
I bought some new jeans. Dad, you told me to buy new jeans. You said that you hated the way that these looked.
Oh, all right.
Tough luck, maggot.
Hey, Al, what can I do for you?
Steve, come on in, sit. What are you doing?
Everybody's doing this. And yes, if everyone was jumping off a building, so would I.
Australia.
Excuse me, there must be some sort of a misunderstanding.
I thought we had code words for things like this.
We're late on our code payments.
Yeah, a couple of years, they'll be gone. How's the addition?
Well, we just talked about it last night. We haven't had much time to actually do anything about it.
Yeah, good. I was thinking that, you know, while the girls are at the gym, this would be a good opportunity for us to just kind of sit around and shoot the bull.
Hey, great. Well, yesterday at the bank.
Great story, Steve. You know the kind of room that I think you and Marcy really need? A pool room for you and me.
I don't know. I think Marcy and I should get a room we both like.
But she's got one. She's got the kitchen. You need something to fill up your life, and I think this room is the perfect thing. See, Steve, remember how great it was when you were a kid, you had your own room, and you had the privacy to do whatever you wanted to? You can do those things again, Steve.
I don't need to do that anymore. I've got a wife now.
Terrific little wife she is, too. She would never stand in the way of you wanting your pool room. Listen, think of it, Steve. A little refrigerator for your beer. A little powder on your hands. That feeling of the cue stick sliding through your fingers. That squeak of the chalk. But most of all, that feeling of adrenaline coursing through your veins as you make that two-cushion bank shot. 8-ball in the side pocket.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I used to play pool so much when I had a pool table. I had roommates with a pool table. I played pool just to de-stress. It was great. Yeah, really fucking hard day, you just set them up and get going.
The boys are at your house talking about your new room. So, what kind of room is this going to be?
Yeah.
An all-purpose room.
What a waste. Why not build
I
want to
say she
purpose?
Married one of the
like an exercise
directors.
For you and me.
Really?
Ice cream?
Yeah.
Sure.
An exercise room would be great. Then we wouldn't have to wait in line to use their equipment.
Damn.
And be laughed at.
Cake and ice cream? After going...
Sauce?
Okay. I don't know, Peggy. Steve and I wanted a room we could...
After exercising.
Steve has his own room.
Oh,
he
yeah.
has the kitchen.
Yeah.
Besides, aren't you sick of dragging me along each week to be your free guest at the health club? I mean, they know I'm not going to join. Does that embarrass you?
They blocked out the Hershey's.
Not as much as you stealing towels.
Hey, that sign said guest towels. Take one. Look, Mars, if you build an exercise room, not only will you look better, but you'll live longer. And isn't that the best possible present you could give Steve?
Good night.
What's
so damn good?
I'm going to have an exercise room, right?
Right.
I used to eat desserts like that. No, no more. It's like a once in a year thing.
Well, you know, oh, maybe not once in a year. It's supposed to be a once in a while thing.
Right.
Do it all the time.
This is a great move, adding a room. Listen, you guys, thanks for suggesting it.
What are neighbors for?
Our pleasure.
Steve, let's start getting bids from some contractors.
And architects.
And designers. I want to move on this thing, Steve.
I love you, Marcy.
I love you, Steve.
I hate them, Peg.
They hate you, Al.
Yeah, but they're going to have a nice little room where I can go and shoot pool and have fun.
I hate to break this to you, Al, but that room is going to be an exercise room for me. Oh, and Marcy, I guess, if she can find the time. I think she will, personally.
Forget it, Peg. I'm getting a pool room.
I'm getting an exercise room.
Not a chance.
Look, Marcy is on my side. She makes the money, she's got the power.
Well, yeah, I make the money and I have no power. Why is that, Peg? Well, we'll deal with that tomorrow. The important thing
we'll
is,
deal with that tomorrow.
I'm pool room and Steve's going to get it for me.
Marcy will run right over him like a tractor over a road apple.
Not this time, Peg. This time he's going to be the little road apple that could. Call him back here. We'll settle this once and for all.
Right.
Fine. They're showing their hand. They don't need to.
Steve!
Excuse me. Could you come back in?
We want you to settle an argument between me and Peg. Now, is that addition going to be a pool room like Steve wants, or an exercise room like Peg wants?
You want a pool room? You didn't say anything about a pool room.
Well, you didn't say anything about an exercise room.
I thought we were going to make any decisions without consulting our life partner.
Uh-oh.
Well, it looks like you made one without consulting me, Ms. Lalane.
You're like my little road apple now, Peg.
Over until the fat lady sings.
You don't even play pool anymore. At least I exercise, so I can be healthy and live longer. For you.
Oh, Marcy.
La la!
But I suppose I could exercise at the club, rather than have you risk injury or disease at the local pool hole.
Oh, no, your body is much more important than my having a good time. Well, build your exercise.
What? No!
I want you to be unhappy.
Look, it's obvious that things are heating up here a little bit too much. Why don't we just take a minute, relax, sit down, and cool off. Now, Steve, we'll cool off right here.
Come on, Marcy, let's make you a cup of coffee and calm down.
Have a coffee, calm down.
If I learn to love them in their good body years, I can,
yeah.
I can still be in love with them when they get a little chubby.
Right.
But I still gotta have fun.
Right. Man's always gotta have fun. Ain't gonna be around forever. We have a shorter lifespan on average.
Oh. It wasn't worth fighting about.
Oh, sure, our rights are not important. Anything a woman says is fine with us. Jeez, when did men become such losers?
Oh no, I asked myself
so
that question.
Man.
Yeah.
Women were there to please us. They'd look after the kids, and we'd go out and have a good time.
Yep.
That's the natural order of things.
What
happened, Steve?
Well,
I'll tell you what happened, Steve. Somebody told women they should start enjoying sex too.
There you go.
But it's work for us. Everything's work for us. It's this equality thing. It's killing us.
Yep.
You know who I blame?
The French.
I think it's this Curie guy started the whole thing. He's the guy that let his wife take the credit for discovering radium.
But she did discover radium.
Yeah, probably because he left it out one night. If he had his own room, Einstein had his own room. You think Einstein invented the theory of relativity in his wife's exercise room? No. He was in his own room with the door closed. Now, you make a decision, Steve. But make the right one. Remember, a man's castle is his pants.
Yeah.
Why is it men always get what they want?
Steve's not getting what he wants.
He will. They always do. And we let them. You know, no matter how far we've come, we are still subservient. It all started with Adam. You know, when he said, "Yo, Eve, get me an apple, would you, babe?" And she did. And now you are going to repeat that same mistake.
It ain't how it happened.
Steve, a pool table?
You can't draw parallels there. That's like comparing apples and pool tables.
We're talking symbols here and what they do to men. You see, they start out normal, and then puberty happens, and suddenly they're acting like peacocks and thinking they're Italian. You know, a lot of people say that puberty has to do with hormones. I blame it on pool rooms. You see, that's where they hang out, elbow each other, smoke cigars, and make up names for boobs.
Nothing wrong with
but
that.
Steve seems to really want this room.
Yeah. Just like Al really wanted the basement for his room. You know, that's why we bought this dump. Because it had a basement. I wanted a sewing room. You know, someplace I could go and drink wine and hide from the kids.
Yeah, I'll
Al
bet.
I wanted to build a boat.
Never sew a damn thing.
A boat will never finish. So once again, a woman gives up her dream for a man. Don't do it, Marcy. Ruin Steve's dream now for the both of us.
I'm not sure that's the best solution.
Marcy, I didn't want to have to tell you this, but the women in the neighborhood really look up to you.
Really?
Mm. They know they can't do what you do because they're married to men like Al. Men who look at their own earwax and smile with pride. But you give us hope. You and your Susan B. Anthony. Or should I say, Marcy B. Rhodes, aerobic studio.
I had no idea.
I know you didn't. You've got to do it, Marcy. Let the women look to you and admire you. Oh, except for those two women who live in the brown house and say they're sisters. Don't let them admire you too much.
I don't know. Steve's so
one of those things you can't do now.
Right.
Sharing.
Is he?
Come on, Steve. Let's go home. I think we have something to talk about.
Yes, we do. I've decided I want a pool table.
And a bag of apples, too, I suppose.
Well, I like to think I can have apples if I want to.
Yeah!
He's eating an apple.
Well, we've been talking for hours and we've reached a decision.
Well, what's it gonna be?
We decided to build an all-purpose room for both of us.
It's going to be a sitting room where we can escape the pressures of the living room. We can be alone together for uninterrupted quality time. It's going to have a bay window, a love seat, and a loom.
Yes. Because we've always wanted a loom with a view.
Sound like that black woman that was calling Drew Barrymore racist because she was dancing in the rain.
Right.
I don't know.
Stupid.
What do you think, Peg?
I don't know. It's an awful lot of digging and hammering early in the morning.
And the dust.
Oh.
Yeah, I gotta be honest with you guys, but, and it seems like a lot of trouble to us, and for what? You don't need another room.
I can't believe you would entice us with a room that we might enjoy when all you wanted was for us to sign the variance.
We don't like to be manipulated.
I feel so used.
I think you two better leave.
You're the ones who said we should build a room. A
little late for an apology now.
I expected better of you.
But we ordered a loom.
That was a little presumptuous, wasn't it, Marcy?
Now, just a second, Al, because I've reached my boiling point.
Easy, honey.
Not this time. I listened to your Einstein theory, I listened to your man's castle is in his pants, and I watched while your wife tried to shatter my wife's hourglass figure, and now you are going to hear what I have to say. Vive la France!
Vive la France!
Yeah.
Nerve of those two, eh?
I guess I'll have to go on being her guest at the health club.
We just don't feel like being manipulated.
Hey, Peg. You think there's any room for a pool table in our basement?
Oh, yeah, if you want to get rid of the boat.
Oh, honey, we can't do that. Well, we're going to sail the Great Lakes on that baby someday, just you and me. Man. The freedom of the sea. I'm going to finish it, too, Peg.
I know you will, Al. And I'm going to vacuum someday, too.
I know you will, Peg. Hey, honey. I thought of a great name for the boat. You know what I'm going to call it? The Al Bundy. I think I'm going to go down the basement and look at it right now.
Bud, are we in the basement?
No, Mom.
And what do we do?
Now she gets away with smoking. Smoking was actually really common for a lot of women back in those days. A lot of women, because they had Virginia Slims commercials and shit. This one didn't have any special guests or anything on it. It was just kind of a regular episode, not too great.
It had a little bit more of them arguing their witty way, and
yeah,
the last couple of episodes. It, like I said, it slowly creeps into, you know, more and more hatred for one another.
Yeah, but I like what they were talking about. You know, what men are and what women, you know, they talk, they talk more about that. There's actually some real red pill shit that happens later on. I remember, like, there was one thing she said about men, and it, like, an exclamation mark popped up in my head. I'm like, they were talking about how women manipulate men.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I didn't even think about it like that. So I go back in a show from the 80s or maybe even the 90s season, and I saw that. Maybe we'll get to it, and I'll point it out when we get there. But this is the Grim Lore and Dead Penetration. We thank you for checking this one out, and we are out of here on Grimm's Red TV with Married with Children.
Later.